Welcome to Inside MTV Siesta Key. I'm Laura Finaldi.
I am Anna Bryce, and we are back, baby, after a long hiatus. So let's get down to it. So we were gone for a while. That is because our newsroom, we've had to work from home, so we haven't been in the newsroom, in the studio, but we are here on a Saturday night.
Yep.
Because, I mean, hell, we've been quarantined for, what, a month and a half?
It's been more than a month. Days don't matter anymore. So we're here on a Saturday night because we were bored. Like, what else are we going to do?
Thinking about you guys.
We have.
Miss you guys.
It's been... And you know what's funny is, like, the day after the season finale of Siesta Key, we were ordered to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. It was like, and I thought maybe we would come back, you know, because the reason we
I thought we'd be back in like 2 days.
Yeah. So the reason we had to work from home is because someone in our newsroom was exposed to someone who tested positive for the coronavirus. It was an investigative reporting conference that they went to. So that's why we had to go work from home. But at that point, not everyone was working from home. So we were like doing it, and then it was extended to work from home indefinitely. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's been going on. So we haven't been able to record, and we've been extremely busy covering all this crazy stuff that's going on in the world. We've been so busy, and a lot has happened.
So
we'll just we'll fill you in a little bit on what we've been up to. Anna, what have you been up to for the past 6 weeks? Tell the world.
I got a cat, first of all. Okay, first of all, literally, guys. So, you know, I was in California. That's why Laura did a podcast alone.
I don't even remember, but yeah, apparently I did.
Guys, literally the day before our quarantine started, my boyfriend broke up with me.
Yep.
Talk about timing. It's been so long.
Some could say it was perfect timing, actually. It was perfect timing. And it was like just one night, you know, we go to Wicked Cantina, our favorite queso spot. We go to Memories Lounge, our favorite dive bar. And then the next morning, Anna's boyfriend breaks up with her. And you know what? Like, nothing.
Okay, if I knew that quarantine was going to happen, I would have been like, no, I'm sorry.
I think that's a bad idea. I think you would have gotten,
just kidding.
It would have been bad.
I don't know.
But yeah, other than that, we have been like sitting at home. With our friends, we've been quarantined with two of our neighbors. Yeah.
Friends, colleagues.
Yeah, colleagues, you know. And Anna started pickling.
Oh,
she started a pickling business.
Okay, it's not a business.
No. Well, for a while there, it was a big passion of hers.
Yeah.
What have I been up to? Well, I've gotten even more into cats.
Honestly, I don't really want to talk about it.
She's so sick of hearing me talk about cats and, like, the music. It's the musical Cats, not the movie, I have to clarify. All right, we'll change the subject just because I know this is giving you a rash to talk about.
A little bit.
What else have I been up to? I don't even know. I've been doing yoga. Linus is 12 pounds now.
He's so big. He used to sit on Laura's lap when we did podcasts. Now he's on the table.
Yep, he's sitting on the table.
Being a little bit rambunctious.
Yeah, the other thing is Linus has become full crazy hormones. Like, before we started recording, he was running around the newsroom in loops. And yeah, he's just full crazy. But don't worry, I have money aside to get him new.
So much money. Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh my God. Anyway, also, other than that, we haven't really been doing much. Just like cooking, and like we started vlogging today.
Oh, we
haven't posted them anywhere.
Vlog number 2, the title is Winnie the Pooh is a Racist. So you guys gotta find out why.
Spoiler alert, the reason may surprise you. Yeah, what also we learned from vlogging and watching our vlogs is that Anna and I are both natural performers. Who knew?
Obviously.
Who knew?
I feel like we should get into it or people are going to stop listening.
I know. This has been 4.5 minutes of just like how great we are. But, you know, we missed
but
you
we
guys.
Are.
So we want, and we are great. So we wanted to let you just, you know, talk to you about what's been going on in our lives.
On Instagram, DM us on Twitter.
Yeah. Like, let us know what you've
been
up to.
It's just always open.
Yeah. Always open, baby.
Love our Norwegian fans.
Yes. Shout out to the Norwegian fans. Okay, let's talk about what has been going on in the world of Siesta Key over the past 6 weeks.
Okay. I got to get this off my chest.
Go for it.
Alex, it was his birthday a couple days ago, and in a nation full of quarantines, lockdowns, isolation, guess what Alex did on his birthday? Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Something big.
Oh, Alex had a party with hundreds of people.
Yeah, and like Polly,
big shocker.
Polly was posting videos of it on Instagram. Like, oh, check out this party. It's like, dude, I'm sorry.
Like, are you freaking kidding me?
Like, you're an idiot. Like, it's like this long table on the beach. Like, ugh. I don't know how many people were there. But I can guarantee they weren't all quarantined together before that day. Alex's birthday is just a few days before mine.
Taurus.
Yeah, he's right on the...
Oh, Laura's birthday was
My birthday was on Thursday, and Anna, I mean, little tangent, she really made it special for me. Aww. It was an amazing birthday. It was amazing. I loved it. Get yourself a friend like Anna, because she's like the sweetest, like most thoughtful person ever. As much as she likes to, like, you know, be ridiculous and silly, the bottom line is that she has a really, really, really good heart. So,
aww.
Okay. Oh, I love you. Okay.
I love you.
We're just like kind of getting emotional, like being back in the newsroom. It's kind of
weird. My desk looks like a war zone. There's like 20 empty jewel pod.
Well, it's always kind of looked like a war zone. But anyway.
Okay, other quarantine news. So, Juliet quarantine news. So, it was like, 3 weeks ago, Juliet is out partying, posting all these Instagram videos out on a boat.
I think this was either the weekend before they closed all the bars in Florida or the weekend after. I want to say it was the weekend after, because the only bar you could probably go to at that time was like the Ritz-Carlton Beach Club, because you're a guest at the hotel or something, you know? That's where she was, the Ritz-Carlton Beach Club, I think with her boyfriend. Must be nice. I think I don't know if anyone else was there, but yeah. So then what did she say?
And then, so she's out partying, posting all these videos, and then this is Rich, the day after. She's like, oh, hey, guys. I'm like, I know I was out partying this weekend, but like, we all really need to be isolated. It's like, bitch, you were out partying yesterday.
I know. It's
God.
Yeah, and like, it's just really frustrating, because I don't know, some people are just, they think that it doesn't apply to them. And like, I just want to get this over with so we can go back to Obrix as soon as possible.
Oh, we miss Obrix so much.
We miss it, but they're reopening for takeout in a few weeks, so great. What else we got? We got the Kelsey Tiger King crossover.
Okay, so I'm sure all of you have watched Tiger King at this point. And so I'm stalking Kelsey's Instagram the other day because, I mean, I'm in quarantine. What else am I going to do? Let's see what Kelsey was up to a month ago, you know? And she has all these pictures with tiny baby. Okay, I don't know if they're tigers or cheetahs, whatever the hell. Anyway, she's with these tiny big cats. And after watching Tiger King, we know that's bad.
Yeah.
Like, I know Juliet watched Tiger King.
She'd
be tweeting about it.
She was tweeting.
So Kelsey obviously probably watched it. Kelsey, delete those pictures. Like, read the room.
Yeah. Read the room. Seriously, read the room. Like, look around. See what's around you. I mean, okay. And you know what's funny is she was at the big cat place that guy Mario, the former drug trafficker, the one in... do you remember that guy? He was only in one episode of Tiger King. But she was at his place.
Oh, my God. That was his place?
That was his place. I just Googled it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's in Miami.
Yep, it's in Miami. At least she wasn't at Big Cat Rescue with Carol effing Baskin. No. Don't
also,
come for me, Carol.
She posted a picture with an elephant the other day.
For Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. Okay, only white girls on... white privilege. I'm a white girl. But let's say privileged white girls are the only ones who post on Instagram for Earth Day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well...
oh, the Earth is so beautiful. Like, okay, go back in your mansion.
I did post, because it was the full moon. Or new moon, I'm sorry. I posted, like...
Laura, that's different.
New moon in Taurus.
Yep, that's not an Earth Day post. You are allowed to do that.
Yes, that's
true.
I do own that. I do own that, yes. But, yeah, so... That was interesting. And she literally posted that picture of her and a whatever big cat like at the end of February. I mean, I don't remember when Tiger King came out, but I feel like it was right around the time that quarantine started. So insane timing on that.
Ugh.
So funny.
Get a clue.
What else? Kelsey was saying, this is like funny, the other day we saw something how she posted online about like how movies in the, was it like late 90s, early 2000s?
Like movies in the 90s were so much funnier because there wasn't all this PC stuff. Oh, yeah,
oh,
Kelsey,
so
I miss when you could just say the
then.
N-word on TV.
Oh, my God. And then she said, oh, I knew you guys were going
to
take it the wrong way. I knew you were going
to
take it the wrong way. And this is exactly my point. And I'm like, okay. Okay,
guys, let's get back to a very important point about Siesta Key is that I'm not going to say all of them. I'm going to say a lot of the cast members are legit racist. Remember, there's all these like old Instagram posts that they've obviously deleted, but there's news articles when you go back of them saying just terrible,
really?
Terrible
I don't
things.
Even. I feel like I knew about this, but I haven't read any of this stuff in a long time. We have, yeah. I just can't remember like specific examples right now.
Polly.
Well. Yeah.
And then this isn't racist. This is like animal racist. That's not animal cruelty. The whole Alex, his friends, the boat.
That was.
I mean, let's just not. As a nation, let's not forget that.
No, we won't. We won't. We won't. And that's why people write letters to the Herald Tribune and they say, "Why do you give any breath to this show?"
Ugh.
Look, I get it, but man, it's just so
because it gives me life.
Fun to call these things out and break them apart. It's just great. Okay. There's one more thing I wanted to mention. We can just mention it briefly, and it's just that Alyssa apparently is now a YouTuber.
Oh, I have not succumbed to watching them yet, but
neither have I.
As quarantine goes on, I might get down to that point, Laura.
Well, I know.
You hear me crying from my room, that's why.
That would be funny if that was what made you cry from your room. But no, I think Alyssa, like, just from based on how I've seen her Instagram about her vlogs, it's all her, like, reposting people saying, like, oh, I love this girl's energy. She's so real. She's so cool. And I'm just like,
the vibes are so good.
I'm just like, okay. Like,
she's
really
dating Alex. She has Alex's spawn inside of her. That thing is literally going to come out like a freaking devil.
Oh,
it's
going to
claw at. It's going to claw her inside. She's going to be like bleeding and screaming.
Oh my
it's like,
God.
Oh, the Antichrist.
Oh, yes. No, I know. It's just, and you know, it's crazy that, like, I don't know how far along she is, but, like, she could
be pretty far now.
She could be giving birth, like, in the middle of all this crap. That would be insane. Like, oh.
I feel like I've said this to you before. I think that quarantine is a good time to be pregnant. I told Laura the other day, you know, what if I
wasn't the other day, by the way. It was the beginning of this whole thing. She was like, actually, we kind of had the thought at the same time. We were both like, what if we just got pregnant? Well, that's interesting. It's just because, like,
we can't go to bars anyway, you know?
Well,
it's the perfect time.
Yeah, but I think the appeal is, like, the nesting part of it. I think that's the appeal. What? Like,
what does that mean?
Like, well, for me, big Taurus energy, the appeal is sitting on my ass, laying on my couch, your couch.
I bought it.
And just being like, hey, get me snacks. And then I'll be like, I'm nesting.
Okay, I don't want to have a kid. Like, I don't want to own a kid. Like, I don't want to give birth. I just want to be pregnant because being pregnant, you can do and say whatever you want. I'm like, foot rub now, ice cream now. Like, bow down to me, bitches. You know,
mine
you
will be like
your
McDonald's
slaves.
Now. McDonald's, please. I feel like I'm going to get so fat if I ever get pregnant. Just
oh my
like,
God, Laura, that's literally what happens. You have a baby inside of you.
I know, but like, I'm going to get extra. I'm going to be like, I'm eating for two. But no, but then we realize we don't want children.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I would want to be pregnant and then like not.
Or just, you know, somehow at the end of it, just like oh, look, there's a baby. Yeah, there
then,
you go.
I don't know. I don't want all my Well, never mind.
I don't have children that I know of. I love saying that. I don't know why.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, I know. That's why it's funny. Okay. Should we recap this episode? Now, full disclosure. It's been a while since we saw it. But we did read some
Laura's
things.
Lovely.
My recap. I do. Now, I feel like we're just like at like a 30 right now, and now we're gonna bring it down to like a 15. Well, we don't have to, but like, you know,
let's keep it up.
All right, so this is now, do you remember the whole end of the Nashville thing? Alex and Juliet are hooking up the whole weekend. It's not like it just happened once, it happened multiple times. How can Juliet live with herself?
Okay, my question is, so Chloe heard them hook. The only reason anybody knows is because Chloe heard them hooking up through the walls.
This was a detail
my
that I forgot.
My question is, what does it sound like? What do you guys
think? Yeah, so they hooked Alex's up, and that's weird because he literally just asked Alyssa to be his girlfriend like the week before, and he's telling Polly that he's excited to go to Nashville so he can, quote, focus on him and Juliet. What?
Barf.
Also, like, Polly. Hey.
Hey, Polly.
Hi, Polly. How you been doing? We miss you. He was pretty good, I think, in this episode, from what I remember. Like, he was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm glad he was back.
Yeah, me too. So Paul is one that tells Juliet that Alex is determined to get her back. And so that's obviously like kind of what she wanted to hear. Whether or not she wants him back, she definitely wants to hear that. And she eventually comes clean to Kelsey, says that it actually happened multiple times. She doesn't feel good about it. And that she doesn't actually want to get back together with Alex. And that she decides that if he doesn't tell Alyssa, she will. What are your thoughts on this? Because, like, Alyssa
I mean,
and Juliet
had that.
That's a good
thing to do.
No, it is, but, like.
But also, like, she did it in the first place. It's not the kind of thing where a guy is, like, lying about, like, having a girlfriend or, like, a wife and kids. Mm-hmm. It's like you knew the situation and you still did it.
Not only did she do it once when she was probably drunk, she did it the whole weekend. Not saying that doing it once is okay, but like she did it multiple times. And then when the trip was, I mean, how do you know they didn't have sex like the hour before they left and then she's like, I feel bad now? Like, that is honestly probably what happened. Not that I know, but you know. And then Kelsey and Garrett also hooked up again.
Oh, that was weird. That was just awkward.
And Jared apparently could hear them through the walls. Poor Jared. Yeah, so he's single again. And then we have Madison talking about, like, Ish with Kelsey on the beach. And she says she hasn't talked to him since their relationship ended. But then, conveniently, in the middle of their beach date, he calls her.
Conveniently.
So then he's like, I want to fly you to New York so we can talk. And then, once she gets to New York,
then it's happily ever after.
Yes.
He's in love with her. He wants to marry her and have kids.
And a dog and a cat.
Okay, Madison on Instagram Live now is always talking about how much she wants kids. Isn't that kind of weird?
Really?
You don't watch them?
No, dude.
I've been watching them.
I haven't. You want to know that I've seen, like, every day I go on Instagram and there's, like, 8 lives going on at once.
There's so many
days.
More lives ever since quarantine started.
Yeah, so like
I
don't
life, guys.
Yeah, I know. So I don't watch any of them. But yeah,
we should go live tonight.
I know. We should go live.
My
hey,
first live, guys.
Hey,
tune
hey.
In.
It'll just be like, hey, what's up, everyone?
Us
what's
on
up?
The couch.
Yeah, like who wants to join? But yeah, I mean, so I guess they're going to get married, which is eventually, you know?
I support it. I love them so much.
Me too. And I don't know. Yeah, I'm glad that they want the same things because they're obviously in love. And then remember when Alex buys Chloe's Silence with a designer handbag?
Yes. I mean, Chloe, you're a bad person, but that's kind of a boss bitch move, you know? Take control of the patriarchy, which is Alex. Alex is the embodiment of the patriarchy.
He is.
Big, dumb, stupid, powerful.
Rich.
Privileged.
Oh, God. Yes.
Man.
Stupid enough to drag a shark? I mean, well, he didn't do it. Sorry. He didn't do it. His friends did it. I'm sorry. But yeah, no, I mean, So, but you know she's probably still going to say something, right?
Well, obviously. Yeah. It's Chloe.
Yeah, she probably...
She keeps her mouth shut for a minute.
No. So, okay, that's basically the whole thing. Like, I didn't go into, like, insane detail because it's been a while, and I know you guys have all seen it already. But, you know, just want to mention the teaser that where Alyssa... eventually finds out she's pregnant. That's not part of the teaser. That's like a flash forward 3 months later. And she says she's pregnant. And at that point, it seems like she still doesn't know that he and Juliet had sex.
Wait, did they find out about that in the show?
No, I think that's in the teaser for like the upcoming episodes.
Ugh.
So it's like after she's pregnant. Yeah, like,
why
stinks.
Is she doing that?
I don't know. Like,
come on, Alyssa, get a grip.
Like, you know he's not trustworthy. Like,
obviously.
he's not trustworthy. So that, like, the morning after the episode aired, and I remember because I was sitting on my couch when I got this announcement.
My couch?
Yes, sorry. The couch that Anna
just
purchased.
Kidding.
MTV sent out a release saying that there will be more episodes of season 3 back this year. And it looks like Alyssa's going to find out about the cheating. And to which I say, okay, like, first of all, we don't know when. I've been on furlough all week, so I haven't been able to check my work email. So I don't know if, like, if they've announced the dates. I don't think they have, because I feel like I would have seen something on social media. But it's just like, I don't know. I think people will probably be excited to see what happens, right? Even though there's all this stuff going on in the world, people need a break, right? Because my mom was saying, you know, early on, like a few weeks ago, you know how she is. She was like kind of implying, you know, your siesta key thing. Like, people are going to realize, like, what's really important in the world and, you know.
Wait, does she mean siesta key or not siesta key?
She means, like, that's not important at all. But she's not like
Teresa,
criticizing.
This is what people need. We need to fill our minds with trash.
That's what I told her. But she seems to think that, like, maybe we're getting our priorities straight, which I think some people are. But at the same time, we need a break from day-to-day life.
Everything.
Yeah, we need a break. So I don't see why people wouldn't be eating up these new episodes.
I think it'll be more popular because what else are we doing, you know?
Well, that's the other thing is, like, so many TV shows are, like, not being produced right now.
Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. So I know, bad. You guys. Like, they literally haven't even started filming Bachelorette. They usually start filming it in mid-March. So
sad.
Really sad. Yeah, so I'm sure it's nice that it's already completed, so they can just air it whenever.
They should do it now. We need to start a petition.
Yeah, now or maybe give it a couple more weeks. Like, you know, people are kind of going crazy.
How much longer is this going to last?
I don't know. I wish I could give you an answer, but I don't know. Yeah, but that's basically it. I just wanted to, you know, hop back on the mic. And do you want to
hop back on the mic?
Hop back on the mic. I'm like
one of those
YouTubers.
Like, hey guys, just want to hop on here.
Hey guys, sorry it's been a while since I last posted, but I just wanted to, like,
God, that's literally us.
I know.
It's different.
That's what we tell ourselves. We're not like that. All right. So, do you want to, like, say anything else?
So, guys. Feel emotional.
Ugh. Do you want me to tee it up?
No, okay. Whew. So Friday is my last day working at the Herald Tribune. I feel like I'm gonna cry. Have I ever cried on the pod before? No.
And only from laughter, because I'm hilarious.
So, yeah, Friday's my last day. I got laid off. Coronavirus casualties. Which is also why we wanted to do the last episode. Also, not to be like an annoying journo girl, but if you live in Sarasota, you should subscribe to the Herald Tribune, even though they laid me off. I'm still supporting them. Wherever you live, you should subscribe to the local newspaper, because like everybody else in the world, shit is tough.
Yeah, it is. And it's just a hard time for everyone right now, and we see that firsthand, like with Anna. It's very sad. We're very, very, very sad. It's hard. We're just, you know, she's doing great though. She's kicking ass, like applying for jobs and stuff. So it's going to be okay. It's just sad because, like, we really love working together and we love our podcast and we love doing this for you guys. And so we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm going to miss everyone so much, even, like, my school board members.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just talking to them all the time.
Yeah. It's hard, but yeah, we just wanted to come back on here and, like, just let you guys know what's going on and why there was a delay and just touch base because they're tough times, but...
And people need the pod net right now.
Yeah, I wish I had, like, something wise to say. Like, let me leave you with these parting thoughts of comfort in these troubled times.
Well, but if I still live in Sarasota, and if the man lets me back, I will be back on this pod, even though I won't be getting paid for it.
Yeah, it's fun. We have fun.
Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter. My Twitter is Anna Maria Bryson. And my Instagram, I hate saying it, it's Anna Bryson with a zero instead of an O.
Oh, God. Yeah, and I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Laura E. Finaldi. I am not verified, although Anna is. And for some reason, she's the one getting laid off. So who knows?
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
I mean, how could you lay me off? I'm literally verified on Twitter.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you when we talk to you.
Love you guys.
Bye.